I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Northeast Asia analyst said North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-un's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping was in the interest of both sides, despite a history of friction between the two leaders.
I think both China signaling that it is the regional power to be reckoned with, and any kind of management or ultimately resolution of the Korean Peninsula tensions has that road running through Beijing.
Michael Kovrig, senior advisor for Northeast Asia at International Crisis Group, said that there's a huge significance to the meeting, which was Kim's first with a foreign head of state. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reportedly said his country will not expel Russian diplomats based on an allegation. Catherine Gibson has more.
NATO member Turkey this week condemned the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain and called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. The government said, however, that it had no plans to follow NATO and EU allies in ousting Russian diplomats. Britain has accused Russia of being behind nerve agent attack on former double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter. More than 20 nations have expelled over 130 Russian diplomats this week in a show of solidarity. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Egyptian authorities have warned people to vote or risk paying a fine as they look to boost turnout in a lackluster election that is virtually guaranteed to hand President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi a second four-year term. El-Sisi faces only one token opponent for the vote. This is the third and final day of the elections. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer on Wednesday expressed optimism that talks to modify NAFTA would be wrapped up quickly, but a top Canadian official was more downbeat, saying that much work remained. The United States is trying to speed up the slow pace of negotiations, citing a need to wrap up before a July 1st presidential election in Mexico. President Emmanuel Macron led national tributes Wednesday to the police officer who switched places with a hostage during an attack on a supermarket in southern France last week and was killed by the Islamist militant gunman.
Au moment du dernier adieu,
as we say our last farewell, I give you the recognition, the admiration, and the affection of the entire nation. I make you commander of the Legion of Honor and appoint you gendarme colonel. Long live the Republic. Long live France.
Je vous fais.
Arnaud Beltrame's heroism has helped reassure a nation left shaken and in mourning after the incident. The search for bodies in Siberia has ended after a shopping mall fire killed 64 people, but some locals refuse to believe the official figure for the death toll. Rosanna Philpott has more.
Now Russia must come to grips with the devastation left behind as the first funerals begin. 41 of the dead are children. The fire tore through the mall's upper floors, but it started in a children's playroom, which firefighters say was found completely melted. Crowds have been gathering to mourn the victims in Kemerovo and in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin flew to Kemerovo to meet with those affected, vowing action and harsh punishment for those responsible.
That was Rosanna Philpott. Tweeting from what he called Toilet at Terminal 2, Kenyan opposition politician Miguna Miguna said he was detained in filthy facilities at the country's main airport early Wednesday. Jill Craig has more.
Miguna's lawyer said authorities should be punished for disregarding a high court order on Tuesday for his immediate release and preventing his appearance at a court Wednesday morning. Justice George Odunga ordered authorities to ensure Miguna's safe passage and make sure he appeared in court in the afternoon.
And according to Reuters News, the court has found the Interior Minister and the police chief guilty of contempt for detaining Miguna. Israel says it's launching a domestic digital health database that could make it a global medical powerhouse. Israel's healthcare providers have been maintaining their records digitally for years, and if successful, the database could improve public health worldwide, but critics warn it risks compromising personal privacy. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1, the best music now.